Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. October is Texas Archaeology Month, and with it comes an opportunity to learn about the people who came before us.
There is a calendar that is on the Texas Historical Commission website, and it's also distributed at all of the TxDOT state information booths. And it has the whole state, with each town, lists the series of events that will happen.
Margaret Howard is archaeology survey team leader at Parks and Wildlife.
There are many fairs where people can do hands-on activities. One very exciting thing that many people, adult and children, enjoy is throwing the atlatl, which is an ancient kind of a spear thrower, and it's difficult, but it's a technology that's almost been lost, and it's a fabulous hunting tool. So these fairs will allow you to experience prehistoric technology all over the state.
Including at this weekend's Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo.
We have a booth here at our Texas Wildlife Expo that has those kinds of activities for people. There's a lot of great hands-on experiences that will happen.
Learn how Parks and Wildlife archaeologists use the clues left behind from people's activities to gain insight into Texas' past at Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo this weekend at TPWD headquarters in Austin. And visit the Texas Historical Commission website for a list of Texas Archaeology Month events near you. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.